facing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Tom Temin here with a preview of Friday's Federal Drive. We'll continue with our series, Gov 3.0, It's Mobile. We'll host a special live panel discussion with two of the government's leading mobile computing experts. Plus, we'll hear from the CIA about its efforts to bring more diversity to its workforce. One promising strategy, recruiting at Arab American Day festivals. Those stories and more tomorrow morning, starting at 6 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. And for all the latest federal news, be sure to visit federalnewsradio.com.
You're listening to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The Arlington National Cemetery is unrolling an electronic database and a suite of mobile apps to help people understand more about the 400,000 graves. Major Nicholas Miller is Arlington National Cemetery's Chief Information Officer, part of our special report, Gov 3.0, It's Mobile. Major Miller, thank you for being on the program. Tell me about the construction of the database, the reason why you wanted to do it, how long this has been in coming, and how that data is now being fed into the mobile app.
Yeah, so in less than 2 years, Arlington Cemetery transformed itself really into a state-of-the-art cemetery. When the issues were discovered in 2010, really the entire United States Army brought resources to support our nation's premier hallowed ground. And so we took those resources to really conduct a full accounting of the cemetery, develop a single authoritative database, and then that data, through web services, powers mobile platforms.
What are people who are coming to the cemetery and using this app using it for?
You know, the best part and feature about the app, besides the very rich database, is it's geospatially powered. People think Google Maps. It allows you to get pinpoint direction. We mapped every cemetery headstone to 3 inches to the gravesite, and with over 260,000 headstones, finding your loved one's headstone actually becomes a very challenging task given the size and scope of the cemetery. And so people use this to navigate to their loved one's headstone or the point of interest they're looking to find.
At what point do you look at an application like this, at what point in the evolutionary process, and decide, yes, this is the way we need to go with this? And I'm not talking necessarily about chronologically, you know, what point in time on the calendar, but at what point in analyzing the information that you had and analyzing what the database was going to look like when complete, did you say, this is how we should do this?
You know, almost immediately our executive director put a vision out there that technology has a way to enhance the experience here. And so really as the new leadership was brought and put in place in June 2010, we started charting our way forward to really modernize the cemetery. And at that point we knew that mobile computing had a place and that we were going to field some kind of mobile application to help the public. I mean, one of the most fundamental questions we get asked here by our visitors are, how do I get to this location, or where is my loved one's gravesite? And so that's the business process that really drove the need for a mobile application.
Now, as I read about this and see the information that's included in the database, the last report that I have says that there are still a very small handful of sites that have not yet been confirmed, but these are some of the very first people to come into the cemetery. Is that still correct?
Yeah, we still have a small percentage of records that are being added, and what that means is we created a separate environment to conduct 100% accountability that was audited, and so we then have moved those records into our business system that allows us to assign and track burials on the day-to-day basis, and so we use that system to power the application.
Major Nicholas Miller of Arlington National Cemetery, the Chief Information Officer, talking about the database and mobile app that people can use to go to the cemetery and find their loved ones, among other functions. How do you decide, I mentioned it does perform other functions, how do you decide what's necessary and appropriate for an application like this?
You know, Arlington Cemetery is committed to honoring the legacy of our fallen heroes and veterans, and so we really look at how can that technology do that. And so the information we have placed here is really information that we get asked on a routine basis about people who visit the cemetery. Where are restrooms? Where are first aid stations? Where's a water fountain? Where's my loved one located? Where's the Tomb of the Unknown? And so when you think about the visitor experience and how do you connect people to the rich history here at the cemetery and allow the cemetery to be a place for people to honor, remember, and explore our nation's rich history into the future, you start really leading yourself down the road of what information can be included in the app.
That idea is what I wanted to get at too, Major, which is thinking about the application from the end user's perspective, because it's not just in federal government, but I think it's in the private sector too. People create apps with the mindset of this is what we'd like it to do and are not necessarily thinking about the end user.
No, I think it's a great perspective to have, and we really try to put ourselves as best as possible in their framework to understand what they're trying to, how they're trying to experience the cemetery. There's so much great history at the cemetery, and we want to make sure that we can connect people to that that living history.
The part of the app and the database and how you're bringing those two together that I think is the most interesting is we're at a point technologically where it's, and I certainly mean no disrespect to the effort that you've done, but you didn't have to break any new ground. You're able to use technology, the geospatial technology and database technology and the various OSs of the mobile devices. You're able to use tools that are pretty readily available and just kind of connect them all together. Is that fair to say?
We did use, really industry state-of-the-art equipment. Many of our industry partners who worked with us are charting new ground, especially for the cemeterial business. And so though many of the systems exist in other lines of work, really applying them to our mission and showing there's a place for that technology set in our mission and proving it does add value is pretty novel and innovative, and we're really proud to have launched this mobile application.
Is this one of the first mobile applications for a cemetery that you know of?
There are other applications out there for cemeteries, but from a mobile perspective that adds that GIS component to it and live in real time updates active burials from following previous days and weeks, and also new headstones as they're placed. This is the first of its kind that we know of.
And that's the part of it that I guess people don't think about. I looked on the website and I noticed that the cemetery has any number of burials on a daily basis. So this is not something that is static. This is a very dynamic process for you and your team.
Yeah, as we looked at this, we had to make sure that it integrated to our business processes so that we could maintain it moving forward, because this is a service our family members expect and one we want to provide to them.